Story and a song, story and a song. Words and music, they belong. Story and a song, story and a song. Hope that you will sing along.
Kia ora, I'm Tanya Batt.
And I'm Peter Forster.
And we'd like to welcome you to A Story and a Song, a storytelling podcast for children from the Bat Cave.
Hey, hello.
Ta-da! All right, must be time to wake up Batlam. Oh.
Batlam's had a big sleep for the last couple of weeks.
That's right. Okay, are we all ready, Pete?
Good as gold.
Good as gold. All right. Well, kia ora koutou, everyone.
Hi, everybody.
If you've been on holidays, we hope that you had a great holiday. I know some people had a holiday on Waiheke. Maybe you've been somewhere different. Maybe you've been to visit some people that you haven't seen for a while. Hi! Hey, Batlam.
Where have you been, Tanya? I've been looking for you.
Yeah, I've been away too. I only got home this afternoon. I've been away on a meditation retreat.
A what?
It's like a place where you sit quietly.
Quietly?
Yeah. I'm not sure how.
I think you could do it, Batlam.
I don't know.
I had this feeling anyway, Batlam, you were kind of with me.
I think Batlam might have been meditating for 10 days as well.
Yeah, Batlam, you felt like, you know, I felt your presence.
Yes, because I'm a Jedi sheep.
You're a what?
A Jedi sheep.
I thought you were a superhero sheep.
Yeah, well, Jedis are like superheroes. I'm not just a woolly face, you know.
Oh, okay, Batlam, not just a woolly face, eh?
No. Anyway, what do you do? Do you get to frolic and eat grass?
No, it's probably not the usual kind of lamb activities at meditation. You spend a lot of time focusing on your breath.
Oh. See, I'm really good at breathing.
You are.
It's kind of, we're all naturally quite good at breathing, luckily. Yeah. In fact, actually, we thought we might start off with a little song about our air that we breathe in and out.
Really? Okay. Is Pete going to play air guitar?
I was. Didn't you see me?
You're on a roll tonight, Batlam. Okay. Are you ready for breathing? Not so fast, Batlam. You're going to hyperventilate. Here we go. You can do the actions with us as we go. I breathe my air in, breathe my air out. When I flap my arms, I move the air about. Out in the trees while the air moves the leaves, and the birds in the sky ride the air. Please. Air,
air,
air, air is everywhere, in the birds and the trees and
me.
Oh, you're a quick learner, Batlam.
Yeah, it's better if you breathe.
It is much better when you breathe, yeah. Actually, Pete, you should show them your flute that you're going to play. You want to see something special, Batlam?
Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding.
What is that? It's a flute.
Oh, yeah.
But what's it? What's on the end there?
It's a...
Let's bring it over here so everyone can see. Oh.
It's a native pigeon.
It's a bird.
Yeah. Oh. And we were just singing about birds.
We were, weren't we? This story, which is a native North American story, is a story that has a very large bird in it.
Oh, like a chicken.
Bigger than a chicken.
Bigger?
Bigger than a chicken.
Yeah, it's got a giant bird.
Ooh. It's not that scary story about Kuru Naituku, is it? I remember that one, the bird woman.
Nope, it's not that one. This one is an indigenous North American story. Mm. All right, you going to find a good place to listen?
Yep. I'm going to breathe all the way through the story.
Good. Can you breathe quietly? So this is a story about a boy whose name was Glooskabi, and there's lots of stories about this boy called Glooskabi. He's a bit of a tricky boy, and he has magical powers. Do any of you have any magical powers? I think some of you might have magical powers. Yeah, Maya definitely has magical powers. That's right. Now, Glooskabi, he lived on the edge of a great big lake with his grandma. Yeah. And every day he liked going down to that lake. He liked to skip stones. He liked to swim in the lake. And he especially liked paddling out in his canoe and hunt ducks. Not really an activity. Not really an activity I'd participate in, but he was into it. So, on the day that this story started, he went down to the lake and, oh, he saw a whole lot of ducks. Swimming out on the water. Ha-ha! Thinks Glooskabi, and he hops in his canoe and he starts to paddle. And as he paddles, he sings and his song goes like this. Kio ajaneyo, hey, yo, hey. Kio ajaneyo, hey. Kio ajaneyo, hey, yo, hey. Kio ajaneyo, hey. The only thing was it was quite windy. There was a lot of air movement. And the wind blew Glooskabi all the way back to shore. Oh. So then he had to paddle out again. Maybe you've had this experience of trying to paddle against the wind. And he went. You can get your paddles and help us paddle if you like.
Kio ajaneyo, hey yo, hey. Kio ajaneyo, hey. Kio ajaneyo, hey yo, hey. Kio ajaneyo, hey.
Oh, but again the wind blew him back. Glooskabi tried to paddle out to those ducks, and three times the wind blew him back. He was not very happy. He threw his paddle down on the shore and he went back to the lodge where he lived with his grandma, and he said, Grandma, why does the wind blow? And Glooskabi's grandmother looked up and she said, Why do you want to know, Glooskabi? Because, said Glooskabi. Are you up to some kind of mischief? No, said Glooskabi.
Who, me?
Yeah, who, me?
Well, if you want to know why the wind blows, you are going to go and have to speak with Wuchowsen. Which who? Wuchowsen. Oh, he lives a long, 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 long way away from here. High up in those mountains in the distance. It's a long walk, Glooskabi. Well, Glooskabi really wanted to know why the wind blew. So he said, okay. And off he set. And he started to walk. And he walked and he walked and he walked and he walked through the fields and across the plains. And the wind, it blew. You can be the wind and blow when I say, and the wind blew. Do you think you can do that? Here we go. And he walked and he walked over the rolling hills and through the forests, and the wind blew. And he walked and he walked and he walked until he came to the base of those great mountains, and he began to climb up the mountains, and the wind blew even stronger. Can you blow even more strongly? But he kept going. The wind blew so hard that it blew off his shirt. Whoop! That didn't stop Glooskabi. He kept climbing up the hill. Well, it's a mountain, a really big hill. And the wind blew so strongly. It blew off his trousers. Oh! Now he had no clothes on. They'd been blowing off, but that didn't stop him. He kept climbing up that mountain.
and the wind it blew so hard. It blew off his hair. Now he had no clothes and he was bald. But that didn't stop him. He really wanted to know why the wind blew. And he kept climbing to the mountain. He was getting very close to the top and the wind blew so hard that it blew off his eyebrows. Whoop! Oh, now I have to say, people look a little strange without eyebrows. You would think it's just a little bit of hair there, but I don't recommend you go shaving them off or anything, but if you ever notice someone without their eyebrows, it looks a little unusual. And now, Glooscarby, he had no clothes and no hair and no eyebrows, but he kept climbing, and now he reached the top of the mountain. And there, standing above him, was the most enormous eagle you have ever seen, and it was flapping its wings. It was Wuchowsen, the wind eagle. And Glooscarby, he had to shout above the wind. He was like, "Grandfather!" But Wuchowsen couldn't hear him, so he had to call even louder. Maybe you can all help me call together. Yeah, you ready? Grandfather! And the enormous eagle lowered his wings and he looked around and said, "Who calls me grandfather?" And Glooscarby popped his head up over a rock and stepped out from behind it. He was still looking very odd with no clothes and no hair.
Me. It was me. I called you grandfather. I come to tell you what a really good job you do at making all that wind.
That is because I am Wuchowsen, the wind eagle, and when I flap my wings, the wind blows.
And to demonstrate, he started to flap his wings again, and oh, the wind had started to get stronger and stronger, and Glooscarby would have been blowing off the mountain, only he held on tightly to a rock, and he called out, "Grandfather!" And Wuchowsen stopped flapping his wings.
Yes?
You are so good at making all that wind, but I've been thinking. And see that mountain over there?
And the great big eagle turned his face and his hooked beak and he looked over at the mountain that Glooscarby pointed at. Yes?
I think you could blow the wind even more strongly from that mountain. I think it's a little bit taller, higher.
Said Wuchowsen. How would I get to that mountain, though? Because if I flap my wings and fly there, the wind will be so strong upon the earth, I will destroy everything.
I could help you, said Glooscarby, because I am very strong and I could carry you over there. I just need to go and get some ropes to help me. Just wait 1 minute.
And Glooscarby turned around and he ran back down the mountain to the tree line where the forest still grew. And he took out his knife and he shaved the bark off the trees and he wound and plaited it and wound and plaited it and wound and plaited it. And he made himself some rope. And then he ran back up the mountain. Okay, I got some rope here. So you just hold your wings down on your side like that, and I'll just wrap this rope around you like this, and I'll just tie it up like this, and then I'll be able to pick you up.
Do you remember I told you that Glooscarby was a little bit magic?
Yes. Because it was a very big eagle. And he put the wind eagle on his back and he started to walk. But not towards that other mountain. He went over to a great big hole in the ground, a crevice. And he tipped the wind eagle head first down into the crevice. So he was stuck there, unable to flap his wings. And then do you know what Glooscarby said?
Good job. That's the end of all that wind. I'm going to go home and go duck hunting now. And so he turned around and he went all the way back down the mountain and all the way back through the forest and over the hills and all the way back across the plains and the fields. It took him such a long time to walk home that his hair and his eyebrows grew back. And when he got home, he put on a new pair of trousers and a new shirt and he went down to his canoe and he hopped in the canoe and he took his paddle. He could see some ducks out on the water and he paddled and he sung. Kia wajane yo, hey yo, hey. Kia wajane yo. Wasn't like it used to be. It was full of weed and sticks and it was really hard getting your paddle through the water. Scubby had never seen the lake looking like that before. And then his eyes really started to itch. Because the air, it was full of dust and pollen. Oh, and his nose began to run. And he started to cough as he tried to paddle. Hey, Kio, wadja. Kio, wadja. And you know what? Glooskabi wasn't the only one having a hard time out on the lake. The ducks, they didn't like the water all scummy and all the dust and the pollen. And they spread their wings and Glooskabi watched them. Quack, 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 quack. Fly away. So he paddled back to the shore and he threw down his paddle and he went back to the lodge where his grandmother was and he said, Grandma, something is wrong. I've just been down to the lake and it's all mucky and weedy and the water's funny color and I can't breathe properly. The air's all dusty and it's full of pollen. And Glooskabi's grandmother said, Glooskabi, what have you done? Glooskabi said, me? Nothing. Then his grandma looked him in the eye and she said, Glooskabi, what have you really done? And when Glooskabi looked into his grandmother's eye, he couldn't lie. And he told her how he had gone up the mountain and found Wuchowsen the Wind Eagle and he had tied him up and thrown him down into a crevice. Oh, no! Glooskabi, don't you know we need Wuchowsen the Wind Eagle? When he flaps his wings, the air comes and it cleans the lake of the weed. And it cleans the air of all the dust and the pollen. And it brings the clouds that bring the rain that let fresh water come into our lakes and our rivers and our streams. Oh, Glooskabi. Without Wuchowsen the Wind Eagle and his wind, this world, it's no good for us or our children or our grandchildren or our great-great-grandchildren. Glooskabi listened to what his grandma had to say and he nodded his head and he said, Kamoje, which means I understand. And he turned around and he went out the door of the lodge and he started to walk all over again. Oh, except it was really hot now because there was no wind blowing and he walked across the fields and the plains and he walked over the rolling hills and through the forests and he climbed up the great mountains. And though he was sweating and he was very hot and thirsty, he kept going till he got right to the top. And he went over to the big hole, the crevice where he had thrown Wuchowsen down. And sure enough, there were two bird feet poking out of the ground. Glooskabi was a little bit worried that Wuchowsen might be angry at him. So he had a quick think and he said, Uncle! Uncle! And from down in the hole, the Wind Eagle replied,
Who calls me uncle?
It's me, Gluskabi. What are you doing down in that hole?
Oh, I'm very glad you're here, Gluskabi. A very strange-looking boy who had no eyebrows and no hair and no clothes came and tricked me. He tied me up and he threw me down into this hole, and now I cannot flap my wings to make the wind.
Oh, said Gluskabi. That's not very good. No, not very good at all. Well, I could pull you out if you like.
Oh, yes, that would be very helpful.
So Gluskabi took hold of Wuchowsen's legs and pulled and heaved and tugged and pulled the great wind eagle out of the hole and put the wind eagle back on top of the mountain and untied the ropes that bound his wings.
Thank you, Gluskabi.
Oh, that's all right, Grandfather. Uncle. And the wind eagle looked at him very closely. I was just wanting to say that it's great, the wind that you make, but maybe sometimes you could just flap your wings a little more gently.
And the wind eagle narrowed his eyes, and then he nodded his head and said,
Come, Oje, I understand.
And you'll know that the wind eagle was a good listener, because sometimes the wind can blow very hard when we have big storms. And it brings the clouds that bring us rain. But sometimes the wind eagle just flaps his wings very gently and it just makes a little light breeze. You can make a little light breeze with your hands on your face. And some days the wind eagle stands there very still and doesn't move at all. And on those days, there's not a breath of air. And on those days, Gluskabi likes to take his canoe and paddle out on the lake. And that is the story of Gluskabi and Wuchowsen, the wind eagle.
Wow! What a really big bird!
Yeah, imagine a wind eagle.
Yeah, I can imagine one. I'm not sure if I'd really want to meet one. Do eagles eat little lambs?
Not around here.
No,
not on Waiheke. There's no eagles that eat little lambs on Waiheke.
Ah, phew.
Yeah, so you're okay. Anyway, he's a wind eagle. I'm not sure if he's a lamb-eating eagle.
Oh. I'm glad that our air is nice and clean.
Yeah, we're very lucky to have such nice clean air in Aotearoa, aren't we?
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us today. If you'd like to be part of our podcasts, you can join the Bat Cave or support us by purchasing books and audios from our website, www.imagined-worlds.net.